The primary election is almost here. Vote centers will be open May 7th from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. Make your vote count. Visit vote.indy.gov for more information. This message was paid for by the Marion County Election Board.
It is Kendall and Casey on 93 WIBC, and let's do this.
President Donald Trump knows how to make America great.
Is the mic ready? Yes. Strong.
I'm going to do it.
Nobody knows the game better than I do. Nobody knows.
No, get those lights off. Off. Turn off the lights.
Crooked Hillary.
Sleepy Joe.
Little Marco. Little Marco.
Little Rocket Man.
Look at those hands. Are they small hands?
All right, let's talk about Donald Trump for a minute. His campaign is asking
for a cut. Do we have a Trump stager? Is that our stager now?
That's it.
So every time we talk about Trump, that's...
Not every time, but maybe occasionally.
Yeah, I put some hours into stew yesterday.
That's pretty good.
Putting that together.
Thank you. That's very well done.
It lets you know, hey, we're going to talk about Donald Trump.
Okay, all right. So we're talking about Trump.
Yeah.
What are we doing?
We're talking about how his campaign is asking for a cut of the down ballots, fundraising, and campaigning.
Trump wants a taste.
He does.
He's Tony Soprano.
Yes.
Okay, so this, when I saw this, I chuckled. But now, the more I think about it, it's like... Okay, is it really all that different than kind of like the real business world? Which so what basically Trump is saying is, if you're going to use my name or image or likeness in an ad...
He's got his own NIL deal going.
Yes, I want 5%. I think he's asking for 5% of all fundraising solicitations.
Yep.
So he's saying, if you're going to run ads saying so-and-so is endorsed by Donald Trump or so-and-so supports Donald Trump, Trump's saying, you're getting elected off of me.
Mm-hmm.
I want to cut... of your donations.
Yeah. It's to and it's also, he says, to dissuade scammers from using his brand without his permission.
Yeah.
So you have to be officially endorsed by Donald Trump. So for example, here in Indiana, Mike Braun, right?
Yeah.
Has been endorsed by Donald Trump. You see Donald Trump's face on any literature for Mike Braun.
Right.
Trump, what's a cut of it?
Now, while I initially laughed at this and said this is ridiculous, the more I think about it, if indeed he is the reason you will get elected, which Braun clearly does, doesn't Braun owe something to Trump? I mean, let's face it, that was a huge benefit for Mike Braun, was when he got that Trump endorsement, and they did press releases and there were newspaper articles and he's running ads prominently saying that. He mentioned it in at least one of the debates that he was endorsed by Trump. Isn't that sort of fair if Trump is going to hand you the office, if you believe Trump's endorsement or blessing or whatever is going to hand you the office? Isn't 5% a reasonable ask?
Okay, but don't we get into kind of a pay-for-play territory? Now, does this mean that Trump is only going to endorse somebody who's got a big, deep pocket? Because then he knows he's going to get a cut of it?
Well,
doesn't that kind of water down the endorsement?
But Trump has no idea who or what he's endorsing anyway. Look at some of the people he has endorsed. We've laughed about it hysterically. Some of the, you know, he endorsed Greg Pence. My favorite thing with Braun is how they keep talking about how Braun is, and his kid was here, Donald Trump Jr. was here. Braun's some sort of outsider. Mike Braun is the antithesis of an outsider. He's the exact opposite of an outsider. He's a career politician who has used his wealth to move his way up the ladder from local school board to United States Senate, and is now trying to use that power and influence and connections and insider status to become the governor. So they don't know who they're endorsing or supporting anyway. Why not bring a few bucks in for your own campaign account?
Well, it's one way to enlarge your bank account for sure. In the meantime, he's still in that hush money trial, which began in New York. They're looking for 11 more jurors, and that trial is expected to last about 6 weeks and could hinder, of course, him hitting the campaign trail.